Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show Inauguration Edition.
Woo!
Yay! Hey.
I'm Melinda Lagos, Editor-in-Chief of ASI's Magazines, and we've got a full house in the studio this morning. Kathy Houston, our Obama mama, is here.
Woo-hoo.
Hello, Kathy.
Hello.
Today must be a happy day for you.
It is.
We've got our independent soul, Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine. Hello, Andy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Perfect.
Michelle Bell is back from the flu, apparently, and hopefully feeling much better, I see. How are you doing, Michelle?
Don't you feel like we're entering the age of enlightenment today?
Oh, yes.
It's like the dawning of Aquarius.
The dark ages have ended.
Definitely feeling better. And of course, our resident Republican Joe Haley is here. And although he may not be thrilled about our new president, he has some great inaugural promos.
He's coming around.
That you're going to want to hear about. Isn't that right, Joe?
That's right.
Of course, maybe you're upset got your Ojamas from Kathy.
I never did.
They got lost in the mail.
He would actually wear Obama pajamas if you gave
them.
They
got lost in it. Now he has a whole host of products.
Well, Anyway, everybody wave to Steve and Sam, our tech crew that are in here working hard today. Good morning, guys. All right, Joe, give us the lineup for the show today.
Okay, this is our inauguration special, so I have some products to show you, and we're also going to talk about what some companies in this country are doing. You can call us at 215-953-4979 with your prospecting questions. We'll do our best to give you some good advice. Our phone lines are open.
And we'll be giving out $25 Visa gift cards for whomever gets on
the air. Sweet, sweet. Okay, now this isn't a huge shocker, but customers are actually seeking deep discounts. Andy will talk about what you need to look out for. Kathy has a list of things you should never say to people. Hey, Italian designers go from riches to rags, which would surely upset the big ragu. Anyone?
The big ragu.
Carmine Ragusa, because he's saying rags to riches. Michelle's going to fill us in there. The first time Super Bowl appearance by the Arizona Cardinals has resulted in their gear selling like hotcakes.
Boo.
So we wonder how hotcakes actually sell when they sell. Kathy has the scoop on that. Ew, there's a new dating site for married people. No lie. Michelle has all the icky. Yes, I did say icky details. Well, stay tuned.
Because Joe's camped out on his moral high ground.
Don't worry. So am I. Michelle will give us the scoop in just a little bit.
Don't shush me or you will be the topic of my rant. So stay tuned for that today. The Caribbean is beefing up its marketing efforts, and Andy has all the details. But first, the industry news. Andy?
Let's go.
Thanks, Joe. Well, ASI's fourth quarter industry sales report is being released today, and the numbers show the reality of poor economic conditions in late 2008. The industry's revenues declined by 3.6% in the fourth quarter of 2008 when compared to the same period in 2007. This follows a 1.6% revenue drop in the third quarter of 2008. However, the survey does note a sense of optimism among distributors as they head into 2009. 47% say they believe their sales in 2009 will be higher than in 2008, while only 26% believe their revenues will decline this year. For more information on the industry's fourth quarter results, check out Promogram later today. The Colibri Group, an industry supplier of jewelry, lighters, and clocks, has shut down. The company unexpectedly closed its doors last week and laid off its 280 employees. Colibri is now in receivership in a Rhode Island Superior Court as it owes nearly $30 million to two different banks. The company, which was also a popular manufacturer in the consumer lighter and jewelry market, had steep declines in sales over the last few years, going from $100 million in 2003 to about $60 million last year. So, guys, will 2009 finally be the year that green products really take off in the industry?
Yep.
Yes.
If last week's PPAI Expo was any indication, the answer is a resounding yes. At the show, which took place in Las Vegas, suppliers were showing off their green wares in abundance. In fact, just about every supplier booth that we visited had something green to show, and many had dedicated sections in their booths to eco-friendly products. Speaking of products, we'll have a new edition of the Joe Show later today. What are we showing today, Joe?
Wristbands.
All right. Well, thanks, Andy. Well, as Joe mentioned, we are going to be taking your calls today and helping you with any prospecting dilemmas you may have. Perhaps you need some cold calling motivation or some ideas on where to find new customers. Give us a call right now, 215-953-4979, and give us your dilemma. If we put you on the air, we will send you a $25 Visa gift card. All right, guys, today is a historic day. The inauguration of Barack Obama.
Oh, there it goes.
Oh, yes. Let's
that
all sing.
That makes me feel so patriotic.
Kathy's the only one who knows the words.
Many companies are actually celebrating the day in all kinds of cool ways. Is that right, Joe?
Absolutely. If you read the papers and you look on the websites and just watch the news, you'll find out that companies are doing a lot of things. Some are giving their employees off to watch this. Some are actually having parties. A special shout-out to my favorite chef, Josh George. He's actually has done a special catering for a company for a lot of bigwigs, and they wanted a neat menu. I suggested that he find out what all Obama's favorite foods are and serve that. And he,
arugula.
Yeah, well, it's all like leaf
chili
stuff.
And stuff like. But he pitched that, and
salmon.
They didn't like it.
Salmon.
Arugula
yeah,
and
he
cigarettes.
Came to Philly, and instead of having
arugula and cigarettes,
he had salmon, much to everyone's chagrin. Apparently.
Right.
Well, that's
kind of
silly. I mean.
Well, what about red, white, and blue?
Red, white, and blue.
Oh,
yeah. Dress patriotically, because we all have our red, white. No, okay,
no
we
red,
don't.
White, and blue food.
Well, that would have been a good idea, too. Charlie Gibson this morning on ABC said that 75% of the country, not the company, the country, will be tuning in to watch this inauguration live. So that's
you're not going to be working?
Here. Well, no, she won't, because here at ASI, they're going to turn on, we have a bunch of TVs in our cafe, and they're all going to go on, and employees are invited to go watch the whole shebang.
Oh, that's great.
That's awesome. That's awesome. My kids in school, they said they would be going from classroom to classroom, still making the change. But when they get to the new class, it's just going to be inauguration.
Yeah, mine too.
So,
That's great. Now, what are some products? I know Obama products are hot right now. What are some creative products companies are using?
Well, companies can use all types of things. First of all, there's your placards, Give
put
me
it
a
in
cigarette.
Front of your face,
Give
Joe.
Me placards are big. Now, these are from the election cycle, but in my neighborhood, we still have some people still have their lawn signs out for Obama, Biden, 08.
I was going to put mine back out today.
Well, that would have been a neat idea.
I hate when
idea.
People have their lawn signs out too long. Silliness.
Okay, Captain Killjoy. Let's
they're
move
exercising
on.
Their freedom of speech. Then there's also the Obama.
Freedom of speech.
You have the Obama bobblehead here, which is kind of neat, and it can sit on shelves. Kids would like this. Adults would like this. You can put it in an office. So.
And his ears make it bobble more.
Absolutely. It's a little top heavy. Now, flags. What's more patriotic than an American flag? And then to show your support, you can say, look, I got the donkey here. And, we all love our new president. He's our president, not just a Democrat. So all the elephants can show their support, too. So wouldn't this be unity? Bipartisan cheering for the new president, president number 44.
I think you should just go around all day waving those
now,
flags.
Now, if he's really, really lucky, someday he might have an action figure made after him.
Is that your doll?
Saying mission accomplished.
Who is that?
Oh, that's
George Bush.
It's the tard.
That's George Bush. So there he is, standing proud and saying, "I wish you good luck, there, Mr. Bobblehead."
Give him a
kiss.
Oh
my, we're having bobblehead fights.
So
now.
Anyway,
that's
there's
gonna be a collectible.
There's a number of things. And cameras. Don't forget cameras. This one is from Domestic Distributors, and it has an Obama imprint on the front. It'd be a great idea to just take pictures throughout the day. Maybe do something his first 100th day in office. You don't have to celebrate today if you don't have something planned, but there's still plenty of time to do it.
Well, the thing is, these products are gonna have staying power. You're right.
Absolutely.
At least four years.
If you're looking to keep something because you think it's going to be worth money down the road, it's probably not. But if you want it for posterity, I say collect away.
And he's the first African American president. They're going to have staying power like forever.
Yeah.
And there it is.
Mm-hmm. There you have it. Mm-hmm. Kathy Houston sums it up.
Lay down the law.
Thank you, Joe.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
We are going to pause for a message from today's sponsor, I Promote You. When we return, we'll start taking your calls on any prospecting dilemmas you might have. Start dialing now at 215-953-4979.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by iPromote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with iPromote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. iPromote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@iPromoteYou.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where we're taking your calls right now to help you with your efforts to find new customers. And if you make it onto the air, we'll give you a $25 Visa gift card. Who couldn't use one of those right now? Call us right now at 215-953-4979. Online, too, we have Jason Karras from JK Promotional Solutions. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Are you going to be watching the inauguration today, Jason?
I will be very shortly after I get off the phone with you guys.
All right. Well, tell us your prospecting dilemma, Jason.
Well, we're a promotional products distributor, and we're fairly new to the industry. Right now, we pretty much sell to whomever will buy from us, and my question is, I was wondering if it makes sense to narrow our search and focus on specific customers.
Great question, Jason. Andy Cohn, you've written recently about some different distributors who are new who have specialized. What do you think?
Yeah, I would say that you probably do need to narrow your search a little bit. You don't want, while you want revenue to come from, wherever you can get it, you want to become a bit of an expert, I'd say, in one or two markets so that you can really help your clients or your future clients, solve their marketing problems.
Well, that's a way to distinguish yourself from other distributors, too.
Right.
I mean, if you go and, you know, if you become the healthcare guru, you can go to those companies.
Healthcare guru.
Do your homework, too. Just don't say that I want to go after insurance companies. Mm-hmm. Find out, you know, what they're buying, why they're buying, what type of promotions they're using promotional products for, who's in the area, and you know, figure out how far of a radius you want to travel. Do you want, you know, 50 miles, 100, 200 miles, whatever it is. But do the homework first.
Yeah, and that, Joe, that's a good point, because we've talked to a lot of distributors that, you know, spend a good amount of time just on message boards for the pharmaceutical market or the healthcare market or manufacturing, you know,
right.
And there's companies out there that are on those message boards almost giving you their dilemmas and giving you ways that you know, distributors can help them solve their problems.
They all have associations. They all have trade publications. Yep.
The only one thing I would caution, Jason, though, is not to put, you know, all your eggs in one mm-hmm. basket. I mean,
right.
You might choose a few different markets, just because we've heard also horror stories of distributors whose businesses dried up if, you know, a market goes sour or, you know, one or two big clients.
Think I should wait for the economy to get a little better before I start focusing in?
No.
Clock's ticking.
Do it now.
Yeah. Check out the Counselor State of the Industry issue, which comes out every July, too, and you can see, you know, the healthiest markets.
And also check out nichepreneur.com. Mm,
okay.
That's a good
site. That'll give you some tips on focusing on specific niches.
Great.
Thanks so much for calling, Jason.
Thank you.
Stay on the line for your Visa gift card. And on line one, we have Sue Spellman from Heart Promotions. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Tell us your prospecting dilemma.
Well, I've been trying to network at some local events, you know, to find new customers. But when they ask me what I do for a living, sometimes I take too long to explain it. They lose interest. So what can I do to make my business seem more compelling?
Sue, you need a strong and short elevator pitch.
That's right.
Isn't that right, Kat?
That's right. We just did a contest for Advantages Magazine, and your elevator pitch should be no more than 30 seconds because people have short attention spans.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I think the biggest thing that the elevator pitch needs to include is what you can do for them.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
If you have a specific example, something you've done recently for a client, mm-hmm. you know, right. like I did an XX promotion for Microsoft, and as a result, they brought in $30,000 or
right.
something like that.
Yeah, if you've done a really clever promotion or used a really clever promotional product in it, highlight that.
Does it make sense to actually have a promotional product on hand to give out to as you're doing this elevator speech, or is that kind of a little corny? Or
like a pen wouldn't be corny so much, like a squeeze ball that you pull out of your pocket
right.
pretty corny.
Or you can have like a really unique business card and make that be, you know, part of your pitch too.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, and the business card could have some bullet points or something.
It could even be like a USB drive or something.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Wow, well, thank you. You gave me a lot of good tips.
All right, well, come up with your 30-second pitch and
you know,
practice it. And oh, sorry.
No, I was just going to say on that, I wouldn't necessarily just focus on products, though. I'd be clear to talk about services as well.
Right,
right.
You know, it's an important value that distributors bring to
mm-hmm.
their clients is the service that
you're
they
the
bring.
Total solution.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
well, that's why I think you should very briefly have, you know, a success story
right.
in there.
Okay,
well,
great.
Good luck, Sue. Stay on the line. Thank you.
Thank you.
On line three, we have Vicky from Galaxy Marketing. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, everyone.
Hi,
How
Vicky.
Are you this morning?
Good morning. Oh, I'm doing pretty well, thanks.
Do you have a prospecting question for us?
Well, I sure do. Here's the deal. I don't like to use the word hate, but when it comes to cold calling, I hate cold calling.
Everybody does.
And I would really like to know the reality. Do I stand a chance here? Is there any way around cold calling?
Well, like my dad used to say when we had lima beans for dinner, tough. You got to eat them. You have to cold call. You have no choice. Go out there. You know, no one's going to knock down your door saying, hey, you know, sell us something. You got to go out there and you have to prospect. You got to cold call. Do your homework. Look who's in the area, what type of companies, what type of businesses are looking for help.
And, you know, I would say, Joe, but you could combine cold calling with a good referral program. I mean, it's easier to get, you know,
it's more of a
in the door
call.
With warm
right.
leads rather than
right.
cold ones. And so, I mean, if you look at your current customers and friends and family and start a program where you incentivize them if they give you some business,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, that might be a little warmer way to approach
and
this.
Another way to warm up cold calls is to actually bring a gift for the office, like maybe an inexpensive coffee pot or something that the front desk person can use.
Uh-huh.
The gatekeeper.
Or like even a box of donuts in one of those promotional donut boxes that they sell in the industry.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to turn away donuts, really?
Nobody.
Not me.
not the police.
Yeah, so I'd say, you know, anything that you can do to get warm leads, referrals, or like Kathy said, you know, make the cold calling process a little friendlier
right.
by coming in person then, right, you're saying, right, rather than over the phone.
Yep.
But you still have to do it. You have no choice.
Well, those are great ideas. I especially like the idea where you get other people to help you.
Yeah, that's what I would do if I were you, Vicki.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Have a great day. Stay on the line.
Thanks, Vicki.
Thank you.
And on line six, we have Tom Davis from T-Walt Promotions. Hi, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hey, Tom.
Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Biggest thing for me when I make cold calls, I have a lot of trouble getting past the secretary,
uh-huh,
you know, the gatekeeper, as Joe just said.
Yeah.
Any tricks out there that you folks have?
Well, like I just said, you should bring something for her and for the whole office.
Or for him.
Or him.
Or him. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Come on, Kelly.
Yeah, like maybe a desk calendar or a planner, you know, at the beginning of the year, or even like a cool coffee mug or travel mug, something that she can use.
I like, or him. I like apothecary jars. You fill it with candies.
Apothecary?
Apothecary,
okay. I would say.
Fill it with liniment.
How do you give advice when you can't say the word?
Maybe some Bengays.
You get one of those jars and you fill it with candies, and you can come back, you know, occasionally and fill it up again. Ooh, I have more candies for you.
Like Valentine's Day, you come and you bring those conversation hearts to put in it.
And
St. Patrick's Day, you bring green candy.
You know, there's another trick, though, if you want to bypass this person altogether, is call at odd hours. Call in the evening, you know, after the receptionist leaves, or in the morning before they get there, because oftentimes the principal will actually answer the phone. And so then you can just circumvent the gatekeeper altogether.
Well, and the gatekeeper can be a wellspring of information, too.
Wellspring. Mm-hmm.
A wellspring.
Well,
I can say wellspring. I can say that.
Then there's always the, you know, waiting in the parking lot for the person, but I guess that's kind of stalking.
Ambush.
Yeah, then you get nailed for stalking.
But if you knew they were going to be at a networking event or something that you would attend.
Or even you could say, like, can I meet you for coffee in the morning? My treat? Something like that.
Absolutely.
That warms it up, too.
Okay.
Well, there you have it, Tom. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. All right, guys. Well, we've all done it. We've put our foot in our mouths and said something stupid. I'm sure everyone here.
I never have.
I
doubt that.
I said
apothecary. We've got a list today of things you should never say to colleagues or to even friends, for that matter. Kathy, what's on the list?
Okay. Well, this is by a columnist, Lisa Kogan, in Oprah Magazine.
Gotcha.
Okay. One thing is, has your surprise party happened yet?
Okay.
That's kind of silly.
Yeah. Although people do that all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And another
thing
is,
has your surprise
party
happened?
No, they wouldn't
yet.
Say that, but they'd be like, oh, what should I wear for
tonight?
Or
I'll see you Saturday.
Yeah, exactly.
When you have no plans on seeing them.
Yeah. Okay. I've heard of people's surprise parties.
Are they deficient? Are these people deficient?
Well, I agree with Michelle.
Yeah.
What else, Kath?
Another thing is, how did you first learn that your husband is cheating?
Okay, now, well, again, if someone said that, that would be really bad.
That's just crass.
That would be really ridiculous. But the number one thing, and I think like a lot of people have done this, is asking a woman, when are you due?
You cannot
yeah,
ever
you don't
do
want
that.
To do that.
And, you know, this says, like, even if she's on a gurney asking for an epidural, do not say it.
Well, my rule is, unless they bring it up, like, oh, I'm having a baby.
That's
then
right.
I'll say,
that's
oh, really?
Right. Yeah,
even
exactly.
if they're, like, out to here. Absolutely.
Yeah. Who knows? They just might have been drinking a lot of beer recently.
You know, I was
a
with...
Oh, that explains it, Kathy.
I was with a guy, actually, at a trade show, and he said to this woman, congratulations. And then she looked at him in horror and said, for what? And then he realized that she wasn't pregnant. So he said, isn't today your birthday?
That's a good save, though.
That
that's
was a good recovery.
Yeah, didn't you just get promoted?
Yeah.
I remember after I had Matt and I came home from the hospital, my mother was waiting there for me, of course. And she said to me, are you sure you don't have another one in there?
Ooh,
I was like, Mom.
Well, that's the thing. Either, you know, women gain weight or, you know, it takes a while
yeah,
to lose
a little
that
bit.
Baby bump.
It takes longer than one day to
yeah.
lose it. In my experience.
It doesn't just disappear.
Sometimes it takes 18 years.
And
so
counting?
The
it's
best
a,
advice
it's a process.
Is to not even mention the pregnancy unless the woman
That's
does
That's right.
It.
Talk about the weather.
Best advice.
Or
is,
not get pregnant.
Yeah, oh,
well,
there you go. There's an option.
We have Glenn Colton on line one. I guess he wants to weigh in on this topic.
I'm sure
Glenn, I'm sure you have an interesting perspective.
Yeah, I was going to begin with... people who use the expression, let me be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
But with regard to Michelle, you should never say, were those handcuffs yours?
Interesting. Well, let's add that to our list. Thanks very much for calling, Glenn.
Pleasure.
Well, it's the time of year when many high-end fashion companies put out their 2010 lines, and this year the trend apparently is more toward rags than riches. Michelle, if you can stop laughing, perhaps she'll fill us in.
Oh, I don't think she can. I might have to
let's
take this one.
Let's uncuff her first.
Wow.
Is this the big ragu?
Sounds like Tony Bennett.
Yeah, it's Tony Bennett.
Rags to riches.
But the big ragu sang it.
Well, at the recent fashion shows in Milan, Italy, some of the big fashion houses like Dolce & Gabbana, one of my favorites, have gone from kind of over-the-top trends like purple ostrich feathers and, you know, burnt sienna-colored crocodile skins.
Burnt sienna? Defined.
Burnt sienna.
What's burnt sienna?
Like bright orange.
Okay.
Yeah.
You go.
I've never heard
designs like black and gray tweed, focusing more on like an overall business look, things that are easy to match and won't require a lot of work or accessories. And the reason for that is because of the economy. As Stefano Gabbana said, at this time you have to think positive and work hard and make things easy for people. So clearly, even in high fashion, I mean, they're kind of toning it down a little bit.
Right. I have to say, though, think that, can I say the word crappy on the radio? I think that's kind of crappy.
Just
well, you just did.
Done.
Well, it's just like, what, so you can't wear purple in a bad economy?
I have purple on.
No. I think it's because, you know, if I, for example, me, who does have purple ostrich shoes, which cost $1,200, I think the designers are realizing.
Glad you threw that in there.
Yeah. Well, I think the designers are realizing that, you know, maybe people can't so much afford that right now.
Really?
So they're designing things
but the shoes could still be $1,200. They just might not be purple.
No, but you could buy purple shoes from down the street. You know, I mean, inexpensive purple
from
shoes.
From Kmart, Michelle, Kmart.
What's that?
No.
No, I mean, I saw the article and it looked like, too, that they were designing a lot of things in gray and black because of the economy. I'm like, why can't you wear color?
Why can't you be
happy? I think it's because it's easier to match with and it's cheaper. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't cost so much to match with colors.
Yeah, but don't you already have some in your wardrobe? It's not like you have to buy all new things to match. I don't know.
You know, I would think
I don't like the whole rags trend.
I would think
let's stick with
Italian designers would be a little more flamboyant.
A little more
crafty. They're all toning it down, though. Even Prada, and she's known for being flamboyant.
Yeah.
Ah, so does that mean that you will be wearing ugly shoes this year?
Listen,
I
have herringbone shoes on right now that did cost $600, so it is considerably cheaper.
Fancy.
For me.
Ooh, wow. You've cut your shoe budget in half.
But you're wearing black today. What color did you wear yesterday?
I was in bed yesterday.
Well, since we at ASI are based near Philadelphia, many of us, actually most of us here are Eagles fans, actually except for one of us here, Indigo. Anyway, our team won't be going to the Super Bowl, but the Arizona Cardinals will, and that means good things for that state's retailers, Kathy.
Yeah, it does, because Arizona Cardinals gear is selling like hotcakes because these people don't have the stuff because they haven't been to a Super Bowl since 1947.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. Great for the suppliers and distributors out there.
That's right.
There was no Super Bowl in 47.
Well, that's what I read. 1947.
Championship game, but not Super Bowl. Just so we don't have people saying Kathy said.
Okay, and even companies are doing really great sponsoring, like the stadium. And giving away tickets to customers and customers who are thinking of switching to their services. Alltel, for one, is doing that, giving tickets to the game. You know, the tickets for the last playoff game sold out in 6 minutes.
Wow. You know,
one of our writers, Shane Dale, he got, like, the last ticket.
Really?
Yeah.
He made it.
He got one ticket. That was it.
Well, I imagine, too, just the sheer number of Super Bowl parties. I mean, if I were a distributor right now, I'd be looking fast to sell some Super Bowl gear.
And not only the Cardinals, obviously the Steelers, too. Steelers gear is going like crazy, too.
Selling like hotcakes.
I just didn't mention
selling
them
like hotcakes.
Or waffles.
Here we go again with the hotcakes.
Are we rooting for them now?
I don't know who.
Who cares, really?
I am.
Since the Jets weren't in it, who cares?
Well, speaking of the Super Bowl, guys, there is a raunchy advertisement out there that was rejected by the TV network for the Super Bowl. Michelle, fill us in. This is kind of kooky.
You know, it's funny to me because the Super Bowl ads, you know, they're not exactly known to be the epitome of class and, you know, good taste and, you know, moral standards.
Well, wasn't there that woman that dropped the towel? That it was really controversial.
For GoDaddy. Yeah, for GoDaddy.com.
Yeah, they always have something.
Right.
Well, apparently not this year. This year they're camped out on the moral high.
They have standards this year.
Yeah. AshleyMadison.com, which is a site that matches married people looking to have affairs, and they assure people that they will promise, you know, discretion. And they wanted to buy an ad for the Super Bowl, and the Super Bowl people turned them down because they thought...
Well, but you know, have you seen the ad they were going
to
run?
I did see the ad. And if you go to the ASI radio show website, you will see the ad because we have a link to the ad.
I want to see that ad.
It's pretty racy.
The woman is like, what? She's like barely clad. And what?
And she's on all fours.
And what's the tagline, though? I think that's really the raunchiest part. Doesn't it say like, it's who are you doing after the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. Who are you doing after the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty... Kooky.
Though I would go back to the point though that you know the Super Bowl isn't known for you know
but not that.
Highbrow
that's
advertising.
Taking it too far in the US of A.
All right, so let's do let's take a poll here among us. How many people think the Super Bowl should have allowed the ad? Joe, yes or no?
No.
Okay, Andy?
Yes.
Andy, yes. Michelle, yes. Kathy?
No.
No. Steve?
Sure.
Yes. Samantha? No. All right, well, we're pretty evenly split, I think.
What about you?
You would be the deciding
one. Am I the tiebreaker? I don't know if I want to be the tiebreaker on this one.
You're like the president in the Senate. What do you got?
All right, I'll be the tiebreaker. I say yes, only because, you know, I think the whole thing, the whole idea is yucky and immoral, however.
And repugnant?
Repugnant. I think it's right, though. There are a number of other raunchier ads, so what's the point? I actually think, again, even though, again, I disagree with the website, it's kind of a clever idea to make money.
They're getting a lot of attention.
It is a clever
idea. Are there any type of ads, then, that they should not allow?
Well, anything that's illegal.
I'm not talking about illegal.
Right. I mean, obviously, yeah. I don't know. They allow lots of alcohol. I don't know. So you disagree.
So what's worse, being a drunk or being a cheater?
I don't know.
Don't mock the drunks. Don't lump the drunks in.
Wow, I don't know how to answer that question.
The drunks outnumber the cheaters.
All right, well, now it's time for our good buddy Joe Haley to rant.
Wait, before Joe starts, give a shout-out to John Courtney, who is one of our biggest fans. I met him at the ASI show, and he calls Mr. Joe Haley the world's greatest ranter.
All right. This is all for you.
With that intro.
Oh, my God. Joe, the floor is all yours.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. I'm in Barnes & Noble in the humor section with my two boys, and right next to us is this guy in a chair with his backpack and his laptop out, and it looks like some type of textbook. And we are going through a book, and we are laughing, Calvin and Hobbes. And the guy shushes us.
What?
I said, yeah, I don't think so, pal. I said, this isn't a library.
Did you say, I don't think so, pal?
Yes, I don't think so, pal. This is a library. We're in a bookstore here. I mean, this is a store, a retail establishment. And I hate that. You go in there. People, if you got kids in college, it's not that cool to hang out there and drink their Starbucks and do their work there. It's a store. It is not a library. You want complete silence, go to the library.
Or your
not
dorm
here.
Room.
Now, when
or
you
your
said, dorm I don't room. Think so, pal, how did he respond? Did
he just looked at me like, you know.
Did he call you buddy?
No.
All right, there, chief.
The guy.
So in other words, the stores, well, it's the other one. When I was in line at a Subway, and someone come in talking real loud on his cell phone, and I'm just having a normal conversation, and he asks us to be quiet.
Two rants for the price of one.
Yeah, it's to be quiet because, hey, I'm on a business call. It's like, go outside. You know what, the whole world's got to stop because you got business to go on?
I want to spend time with Joe on the weekend.
Man, it is delightful.
You know what, he's not bad on the weekend because he drinks.
Thank you for your rant, Joe. Very enlightening.
You're welcome.
You know, now, since I was the tiebreaker on that thing, I'm going to say no to the ad. I just had a
change
of heart.
You can't take it back.
Well, I just thought, you know, people's kids are going to be watching this.
You see, that's the thing. Like, how do you explain that?
They're going to be like, what the heck is that?
Yeah, that's not right.
And then you have to explain, well, Mommy, what is that mean?
Can you do the earmuffs and send them out of the room or something?
That is not right.
It happens like that. You know, you don't have a rundown of when that commercial's coming on.
So I've changed my mind.
And it's hard enough. It's hard enough explaining what ED is.
All right. Well, finally.
Oh, sure, not for you, Joe.
Hey, Dad, what's ED?
That is the problem with football games. Yeah, those commercials are all over the place.
You
cannot escape those commercials.
Finally, many of us in the cold weather regions of the country dream of jetting off to the Caribbean this winter, but apparently fewer people are actually doing so, which actually opens up a new opportunity for distributors. Andy?
Yeah, the Caribbean resorts and travel destinations have been hurting, seriously, and that's too bad because I personally love it down there. Who
Maybe
else?
You should go.
Me.
Yeah?
You? I'm afraid of the geese now, though, bringing the plane down.
Wow.
That is a little scary.
That's a problem, I guess.
Just an aside.
But the Caribbean is ramping up their marketing efforts so that they can try to attract new visitors. Some of the things that they're doing is huge advertising buys. They're really increasing their ad budgets. In fact, the Jamaican government recently passed a tourism bailout.
Oh, my God.
Like our bank bailout. That included a 20% boost in ad dollars. So you're seeing ads all over the TV for the Jamaican destinations. The Atlantis at Sandals, you know, their ads are all over the place. So they've really ramped up those efforts. Other things that they're doing is pitching deals. They're having free night offers and resort credits, mm-hmm. And they're doing everything they can to attract new visitors. And the third thing that they're doing is booking popular entertainers.
Who's at
the Atlantis over the next few months? Anybody?
Jonas Brothers.
Oh.
No.
You may have
really
read the
Jonas
same thing
Brothers?
That I read.
Are you serious?
It's the Jonas Brothers.
I just took a
How
guess.
Cool
yeah.
is that?
You know, they
like
were
the
there
Jonas
they were there over Thanksgiving, and they had a huge following of crazy families and teenage daughters,
yeah.
I guess.
I like the Jonas
and,
Brothers.
And so now they'll be back in February, March, and April.
You know, I would imagine all these destinations, too, are doing a lot of trade shows right now and giving out a lot of promotional products. So I would think if, you know, distributors who sell to that industry would be, you know, wise to contact
it's, you know, they're right doing what we've touted here for a while now, which is very smart at this time when you're actually hurting or the business around you is hurting. They're ramping up their marketing efforts.
That's
they're doing
strategy.
Trade shows. They're doing more advertising. They're doing everything they can to attract new customers.
That's great. By the way, airfares are really good right now.
They are.
Have you noticed? I just got a ticket to Omaha because, you know, that's a popular tourist destination.
Wow.
But normally,
Caribbean, Omaha. Let's see. Where do we want to go?
Normally, I paid $350 and they were $150.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Deep discount.
There you have it. Well, that's all the time we have. That's all we have time for today. Thanks to today's sponsor, I Promote You. And thanks today to all of our wonderful listeners. Tune in next week when we talk about some very sexy Valentine's Day promos. Have a great
day.
Go
Democracy.